Hello humans, welcome to another episode of Digging Out My Brain and Overthinker. This is episode 3. So this topic is question your perception because I bet you're wrong. It's a bit of an argumentative title, I understand. But by the end of it, you'll understand where I'm coming from. All right, so I was reminded of something funny this morning as I was writing this. As I looked onto my PC, then went to see what new contents was on YouTube, like I normally do in the mornings, I noticed Leo Alexandra. Like, she is a fantastic YouTuber. I don't know if it's Alexandra or Alexander. All I know is her name is Leo. She's amazing. She's a YouTuber, and I've been following her for a few years now. And like, she's fantastic. She does things like self-help, manifesting, spiritual and practical balance, and aliens and shit. So yeah, check her out. So anyway, I noticed her new video title before anyone else's that day. My eyes kind of got drew over to it. And as I saw it, I laughed a little bit because I remembered an experience with a similar quote as per her title. Her title was, "You're not here to lose weight and pay bills." Well, the quote I had heard on that fateful day last year, I think, was actually, "You're not here to lose weight and earn money." I have yet to watch this video, but I was called to write this entry today before watching it, and I think possibly this could give you a new insight on how you can view things. Even if it looks so convincingly true to be one way, it could actually be the complete opposite. And perhaps even this episode might stop you from looking like a fool if you were to act upon this perception without questioning yourself first. So without further ado, let's just get straight into it. So in the morning, as I normally do, like before, I was having my morning coffee and on YouTube. I believe I was watching a self-help video, I think, and at some point I picked up my phone to check out Pinterest. So this is talking about back in the day. So I'm drinking my coffee, drinking my coffee, watching YouTube, and I'm just multitasking. So I'm going through Pinterest. On a side note, I'm actually currently working on this. I'm trying to focus on one thing at a time, and I'll actually let you know how that goes if it's actually interesting at all. But yeah, so anyway, continuing on with the story. So I'm scrolling through Pinterest and I see the quote I mentioned before, "You're not here to lose weight and earn money." I was instantly drawn and it resonated so well with me. I had to write it down on my arm as I normally do if I want to be reminded of it throughout the day. It was just one of the things I just, every time I look down, I'll always see it. So that's just what I do since I was in high school. But anyway, so because of who I am though, I had dropped a little F-bomb. I drew it in there. So if you don't know what the F-bomb is, it obviously means the word friend. All good. So it's all good in the hood, right? So I just wrote it on my arm and nothing special. Later that afternoon, I had gone for a walk in the city trying to pick up some items to wear for my birthday. There was going to be like a little birthday outing later on in the week or something. And I decided to get some jewelry to go with it. So I went into this store called, I always forget what it's called, Levono, something like that. I always forget what it's called, but it's this little jewelry store that kind of popped up suddenly everywhere, all in Victoria, and it has some like pretty fun and decent items for relatively cheap costs. So like, I always go there if I need, you know, jewelry. And like, I was so down in that joint because they were playing old school like music, stuff that I grew up on, like Ashanti, Ja Rule. They were playing J-Lo at one point, pretty sure Nelly too. I was like, yeah, this is my jam. I don't know if the young ones know any of this music, but I was down. So at one point, like, I noticed it was getting hotter and hotter in the store, and it was like in the middle of summer in Melbourne at the time, and it's a tiny little store and it was jam-packed with human sardines, and like, that just didn't help in the slightest. I'm someone who overheats very, very easily, or I get freezing cold very, very easily, so that this was just like, blech. So like, I rolled up my sleeves to just below my elbow and I just keep doing my thing, keep looking around. So I already have a couple of things in my hand, and like, one of the staff member rolls up and she asks like, "Do you need any help?" I said, no, I'm good here, thank you. And she was like, "Okay, cool, no worries." And then that's when the magic happened. As people naturally do, you can fight it all you want. You can say, "We don't do that." Everyone does it, okay? It's just a part of human nature. She CAT scanned me. Her eyes rolled up and down my body until she, and then she just She landed on my arm with the writing. She paused. Her mouth fell open ever so slightly, like a goldfish kind of. And she just kind of, then she just kind of looked at me and then gave me the saddest, most awkward smile I think I could have like ever possibly received in my whole entire life. It was like her attitude had completely flopped and switched from bubbly and helpful to, oh my God, I am so sorry for your loss. It was this kind of vibe. And I was just, what the fuck? So I just like, I just remember staring at her straight in the face. And when she gave me this smile, I just like smiled back really awkward. Cause I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Why did you suddenly switch the atmosphere? But anyway, but before I could ask like anything, like I don't think I was going to ask anyway. I was just kind of like, what? She kind of just scurried away. Like she just rushed away. So like left confused. I just kind of like, I don't know, just went around the store, continued doing whatever I was doing. And then as I go to look at one of these necklaces that was a little bit more above me, I noticed that showing bold and clear and as proud as ever, because I had written this quote with like so much love and big giant letters. It said, the part that was showing on my arm, what she saw, it was fucking lose weight and earn money. I literally choked on air and I laughed at like how warped this was. And like luckily no one else heard me because the music was just so fucking loud. I swear it was like a club in there. But yeah, I literally could not stop myself from just laughing to myself. This lady had seen the exact opposite of the love I was showing myself, because what she literally saw was quite literally only half the message. Fucking lose weight and earn money. Those brilliant words sound as rude as I like slapped your mum on your birthday. Seriously, it just sounds so, I don't know. It just sounds so rude. And I couldn't help but laugh. And then I just smiled and smiled, just thinking of her reaction. And then as I like walked around and was still looking for a necklace, I kind of realized I had a mix of emotions running through me at this point. Like, it wasn't just laughing. I just realized there's other things coming up. It was like certain things kept rolling in my mind. It was like, do I reassure her that it wasn't what she thought it was? And should I roll up my sleeve more as I go to the counter so she sees all of it? Would that make me look like I have low self-esteem because I'm trying to fix the view that she has of me? Is it ego wanting me to correct this? Or should I just let it go and just continue laughing and continue what I was doing? I was pondering for a while, and as I slowly chose my last item, I decided I wasn't going to feed my ego or correct anything at all. I just walked up to the counter with all my shit just as I had been like the same time when she saw me. She did not serve me. She was doing something else to the side at the same counter, but just off to the side. But as the other stuff like bags or my items, I saw her gaze and I felt her energy. It was just this deep and it was dark and it was something so very false. Or was it? I believe I was there to experience those emotions and to let it be, to just let go of control. Because if I had tried to control the situation, it would have looked even sadder and probably would have made me feel terrible. I mean, like I always say, you can't control what you can't control. Like, even if you stress about something that's out of your control, you're just stressing for no point. You know, you've already stressed about it. You can't do anything about it. So even if I had lifted my sleeve more, she was on the opposite side of the counter facing away from my arm. She wouldn't have even seen it anyway. So like, I'd just be feeling like left with, why did I have to try and change her view of me when I know my truth, you know? I would have felt embarrassed over trying to do such a thing, trying to prove that I'm better than that, you know, when I'm not. I literally wrote that quote down for a fucking reason, to remind myself that I'm here to experience life and make memories. And again, not to fucking lose weight or earn money like society tries to brainwash all of us. I mean, sure, it's a part of life. It's a part of it, but it's not it. It ain't everything. You know, I also believe whatever happened between her and I, it was meant It was meant for her too, to reflect on why she saw those words, why she felt those feelings towards me, and how do they apply to her or inspire her? Who am I to take that away from someone, you know? Now, like, this is a pretty small entry, but I felt so called to talk about it because to her, that was the truth. That was her truth of me, and to me, that wasn't the truth. But she would have argued me on that day because she knew what she saw. And I mean argue as in, like, debate, right? Not like, So now, like just for an example, right? I'm not saying this is 100% accurate of what could have happened, but for the sake of this entry, let's say she would have argued that she knew that that's what I was talking about because she saw that. That was her perception of me. So how could she be wrong when it was right there in front of her eyes? She had witnessed it firsthand, this on my arm, fucking lose weight and earn money. This is why, my friends, that it's important to question your perception. Even if you truly, truly, truly believe you saw something, heard something, or believe in something for one reason or other, there's always different truths. And we always, almost, only ever see one truth, our own. Don't let your mind trick you from exploring curiosity. Question your memories, question people's stories, their motives, question your own everything. And by doing this, life gets fun and it also becomes more of an adventure because, you know, when you start questioning, it leads to more questions, which leads to reflection, which leads to more questions. You know, there's never enough answers to them, but luckily you never go bored because of like one thing leads to the next, right? I know that actually kind of sounds like hell to a lot of people, just having all these questions and no answers. But like, once you start, you can't stop, okay? It's just something. This is why we were going insane. Okay, so like myself and many, many others out there, we like, you know, like I was saying, we wouldn't have it any other way. And, you know, neither should you. You should question yourself. You should question reality. You should question everything. Don't rob yourself by limiting your adventure to a few small boxes. Light that fucking shit up. Tear it down. Bulldoze it for all we care. You know, life is too short. Life is too beautiful to be never curious of anything. So be curious of you, no matter what your age or how you think you know yourself, because most of our truth that we believe we are, we actually aren't. Or we are until we're not. ECAEP. Peace!